A group of foundations are promising to turn a former steel mill site along the Monongahela River in Pittsburgh into a brand new community. Their plan includes just about every development buzzword that exists: mixed use, zero energy, complete streets, green infrastructure, and high tech. And their grand hope? To make it an economic engine for the region. Keystone Crossroads' Patrick Doyle reports.
So this is a roundhouse that served the old Monongahela Connecting Railroad, which was the railroad that served the mill. And this is the roundhouse where they would bring the locomotives in and the cars in for repair and for maintenance.
It's a windy day in June, and Don Smith, the president of the Regional Industrial Development Corporation, is giving us a tour of the former Jones and Laughlin steel mill site in Pittsburgh. The mill shut down 18 years ago, and since then the land has mostly sat idle. The surrounding neighborhood of Hazelwood, where the mill workers once lived, has struggled with unemployment and abandoned houses. But now, RIDC and a group of foundations are cleaning up the steel mill site. They've named the development El Mano, an acronym of Pittsburgh's Three Rivers.
And we have a lot of experience with brownfields, but this is by far the most ambitious reuse plan in terms of its mixed-use character and its urban nature.
Brownfields are old industrial sites that may have been contaminated by pollutants like lead and asbestos. Pennsylvania has a bunch of these sites, and in recent years, many cities have tried to clean them up and find new uses for them. Bethlehem, for example, turned a closed steel mill into a casino and art space, while Johnstown created manufacturing facilities. What RIDC is planning on doing with this old site, though, is different. They want to build offices next to housing and use the whole community to drive the future of Pittsburgh's economy.
This site was the cradle of innovation in steelmaking, and today it's going to be the cradle of innovation in the next industries that drive Pittsburgh, like autonomous vehicles and robotics and the next phases of manufacturing.
To understand how they're going to enact this plan, it's helpful to look back. This is a little simplified, but to make steel, you dump a few raw materials, including iron, limestone, and purified coal, into a big blast furnace. You spray in some hot air, let it slosh around for a while, and then you pour out liquid steel. Steel's good for a lot of things, like, say, buildings or cars. Or, as RIDC's Tim White says, weapons.
Yeah, this Jones and Laughlin integrated mill site was really one of the key producers for armaments for World War II.
Today, though, Pittsburgh's most valuable raw materials seem to be ideas. Ideas coming from all the engineers and computer scientists at Carnegie Mellon and the University of Pittsburgh, which are just a mile and a half away in Oakland. So El Mano's plan is to provide the space, a metaphorical blast furnace, if you will, for all those smart ideas. Then they'll add in a heap of venture capital money and, for good measure, some hot air. When it's done cooking, they want to pour out gorgeous red-hot tech companies.
The opportunity to do this development close to the education and medical institutions and close to downtown is a great opportunity, not just for the neighborhood of Hazelwood, but the city of Pittsburgh and the whole region to help move forward our regional economy.
The roundhouse building that Smith and White are showing us is a perfect example of the change they want to make. Years ago, the steel mill had its own railroad line to bring raw materials in and out.
And so we still have the turntable where they would bring the engines in and turn the turntable to direct them into one of the repair shop bays that you can see that are over there.
The brick building is currently a mess. There are holes in the roof and daylight is streaming in. Old metal junk and tools sit on the floor, but it has potential. The steel superstructure is sound, and it has that raw industrial vibe that people love today. And a certain tech company has signed up to move in.
The exciting news for the site is that Uber has decided to lease that facility and is doing an extensive renovation.
Yes, Uber. In 2015, Uber started pouring money into self-driving car research here in Pittsburgh. And the hope is that stamping the Uber name onto El Mano's high-tech blast furnace will attract even more companies.
Frankly, we've been getting prospecting calls from companies upon hearing that Uber's going to be here that want to come and establish a presence nearby.
New businesses are great news to residents in Hazelwood, which has struggled since the mill closed. RIDC is predicting El Mano will eventually employ 4,500 to 7,000 people. But Hazelwood leaders know that most of their neighbors lack the degrees or skills to work at Uber and companies like it. Christina DiPietro, the chair of a community group called the Hazelwood Initiative, wants to use El Mano as a springboard.
I think the most significant thing that development has had is that it's brought attention to Hazelwood. our goal at the Hayeswood Initiative is also to see that whatever development happens in the community, that the people who are here get to benefit from it.
DiPietro and a group are working closely with the Almano partners to drive investment into their community. They've also pushed for green space and riverfront access, and to make sure neighborhood streets connect onto the Almano site.
We're not looking for saviors. We're looking for partners.
Back on the site, we start to head down to the river to the pump house, which used to pull river water up to cool machinery at the mill. RIDC wants to turn the pump house into a restaurant and build a marina. The view is beautiful. You can see downtown and Oakland from the docks, and it's clear the area has a ton of potential.
Certainly, you know, Pittsburghers love to get down to the river, especially as our rivers have become so much cleaner. You see so much more activity with boating and fishing.
Our final stop is the centerpiece of the site, the bar mill. The steel building is massive, 7 stories tall and 1/3 mile long. It's pretty dark, but we drive right inside to look around.
We're standing under a 25-ton crane that is still here and will be retained as part of the ultimate redevelopment.
The plan is to tear the walls off and convert the mill building into an enormous pavilion. On the roof, they're going to install acres worth of solar panels so Almano can create its own power. Underneath, RIDC will build new, modern offices to house tech companies. Smith believes the bar mill will instantly become an iconic building.
This is going to be the building that we think when Monday Night Football, or God willing, a World Series for the Pirates, are on TV, this is the building they're going to show to showcase the new Pittsburgh.
RIDC officials say they'll finish the site prep by the end of the year and start building in 2017. When it's done, we'll finally see if their high-tech blast furnace idea actually works. Patrick Doyle, Keystone Crossroads.